DVDs. Learn, you know, you could find tons of history DVDs. I'm all about doing it the old-fashioned way because it's how I did it. You know, 2001, right after 9/11, that started to be my turning point. And by 2002, I was homeschooling. And it was the best thing I ever did in my life. The people I met, the resources I found, the things we did. Talk about socializing. Dart, we were never home. Philadelphia was our classroom. We lived there. You know, we went everywhere. I belonged to every museum and signed up for everything and did everything. And it was just a great experience. And I wish every parent could have that, because as a parent who carried a child, what better person to see the aha learning moments in your child than you, and not some indoctrination stranger. And that just changed everything for me. It was when I jumped in with both feet, and that's what you have to do. And it's fine.
You have to get involved. These people are forcing your hand if you're, you know.
And you don't make it like school. It is not like school. You don't get up and sit at a table and do all you. It's done everywhere. In the car, hanging from a tree, the women in a pool. You could do all kinds of things. Listening to books on tea, talking about things. There's so many creative ways to do things. And as long as those kids get a couple hours of good stuff, good meat and potatoes, I will tell you those kids will be so far ahead of anybody in a school. Because I can tell you, when I re-entered my kids into school, when I went into real estate and I got my daughter into a very good brand new charter school that was science and mathematics, and my son went into a good program, they were so far ahead of everybody. It was scary. Scary. That when I did a parent meeting with my son's teacher, he was seventh grade, and I documented everything he ever did, every book he ever read, and at what grade level, I thought the teachers were going to fall on the floor. Like, they were pale. They were just pale. And they were just like, we don't know what we're going to do with them then. You know?
And I'm it comes down to exposing people of any age, but especially students, to different things and would be considered unorthodox methods, not classroom-based drilling into people's heads and forced memorization things. Those things. I had a problem with that in school. I said, really, we're doing this again? Fucking George Washington? Right. We're doing George Washington, Alexander Hamilton again every fucking year? And
Mike, I would pull the syllabus at the beginning of the year to see what's Nick going to be learning in seventh grade or eighth grade. The first thing I'd go to was, what books would they be covering?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two. In homeschooling, I can't tell you how many books you go through. It was embarrassing. I would say to him, this is unbelievable. Well, of course, I supplemented. See, even though they went to school, I said to them, listen, school's your babysitter. I have to go to work. But we will be incorporating my homeschool curriculum for your grade level. And that's what we did on weekends and nights. Like, if my homeschool curriculum said these were the books that should be covered, I bought those books. I purchased them. And school, you do your thing, but this is what you're doing on the weekends or at night or when you're bored or whatever. So I supplemented. I piggybacked it onto the school. And it's not hard. It's really not hard.
It's just different, and it's considered unorthodox. And again, it's slammed by the folks that have much to lose if the whole system fucking collapses.
Mm-hmm. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for when you're willing to walk away. And
I was willing to walk away in first grade. I was willing to walk away.
I kind of had the same issue. But, you know, maybe that's why I was drawn to, you know, homeschooling or self-educating or whatever you want to call it. Like, I believe it's exciting to learn something new every day until the day you die. The minute that you don't want to learn something, what's the purpose? You know, I envision myself as a 100-year-old lady still doing things, still learning and teaching. It's more exciting to learn something and then teach it.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons we made that's one of the reasons we made the platform, because I'm a firm believer in Iron sharpens iron. I said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And man sharpens man. Woman sharpens woman sometimes. In a marital situation, you have to be careful who's sharpening what at what time. It could be dangerous, but I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm not the smartest person in the world. My kids are much brighter than I was. They're so well read. It's ridiculous, right? They're telling me stuff. I'm like, where'd you hear that crap at? And they're like, well, in 1854, I'm like,
I love it. What the f-? I love it.
Said my wife, I can't bullshit these kids anymore. It's no fun.
Yeah,
it's just say something truth. Crazy, and they'd be like, "Oh, that's interesting." My wife said, "Is that true?" I said, "Absolutely not. I just made it."
No, and the other thing, and that's great to know that your kids are like that. Like my husband, like, oh my god, he like laughs and makes faces at, you know, between my grandson and my son, because it's fun. It's funny. I mean, they're so like my grandson is so smart, the things that he says, and you know, we're not the best with technology, and we had the Wi-Fi go down and all of that. So we dug out the Blu-ray, and so Nick plugs it in and into a TV in a spare room, and the little guy's just looking, and we're like hitting, you know, the settings to hook this up. And he's like, go to TV input. And we're like, what? So he's walking us through it, and then it wasn't working. He's like, do you have an HDMI cord?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I was like, oh my god. My husband goes, you're just like your father. And that's exactly how my son was, you know. But what they don't have, your children, my children, they don't have the wisdom of the street smarts. That they don't have. They don't have that.
No.
And that you can't put a price tag on, you know. So I think we're kind of lucky. We have the best of both worlds to a degree. And it is fun.
You almost don't want them to have the street smarts. There's only one way you get street smarts. That's growing up tough. You know what I mean? You don't get, used to see this too. When I went away to prep school, they sent me to prep school. My uncle got me. And it was like, either this kid's going to go to jail or he's going to go away. He's going away one or the other. He's either going to jail or he's going away to school. So my uncle got me and he was a Franciscan. We didn't have to pay any money. Right. And, going to school with really rich kids. I mean, rich, like not bullshit rich, like around here where people pretend that they're rich, but they're not really rich or they're new rich. I mean, these people are old rich, you know, Venezuelan oil money and ambassadors, kids from Jordan and everywhere else and all around the world. And it's like another world, man. These kids, they have no idea. There was no street smarts at all. None.
Yeah.
I had a couple guys that were like, you know, there on scholarships who were bright people who didn't have money. I said, we could take this place over. We could fool these people into any scheme we wanted to. They're dopes. Great kids. But they didn't have to have any street smarts. They had everything provided for them. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, it's true. It's true. I mean, I love the age I'm at now. I love all of the experience I had. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for anything. But then, of course, you know, once you become a parent, oh, yeah, I protect my kids from all that stuff.
Well, that's where you have to be street smart. Like, and I actually think that these people, these folks, Walensky and Fauci and the whole cabal of these criminals, that's where they're running into a buzzsaw. People are like, nah. You can't gonna pull that shit over me. I see what you're trying to do.
But that's the bigger plan. Like we spoke of this again. I don't know if we spoke on air, off air, but people from our generation and up, that's the goal to get rid of because everybody else under us has been indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Like I have this argument with my mother all the time. You know, about the parents need to get into the PTA and the parents need to get If the parents were indoctrinated, they don't see the problem with what their children are being taught.
What's she talking about, the PTA?
Yeah. She's saying, you know, that, you know, parents need to get involved. But if you're talking about parents that are of the age where they were so heavily indoctrinated, what changes are they going to make? Because they believe in the system. They don't know how bad it is. They don't know. You don't know what you don't know, right?
Yeah.
But people our age do. And above us do. So once you get rid of us, imagine what this globe will look like. Just imagine.
Well,
it's what they want.
You've said it. I've said it.
They want robots.
It's a long play for them. They're in no rush.
Right. Right. Well, no. Well, it's not that they're in a rush. It is. This year has accelerated quite a lot.
You know why?
They have clean.
You know why?
Why?
Because they saw how soft fucking this country is and what they could get away
oh,
with.
Yeah.
And any criminal is going to say, oh, my God, we've given these people too much respect. Now let's really take it up a notch. These people are dopes. The collective.
But, right. But once they can get rid of the people that knew what true freedom was or know or call bullshit when they see it or know that these things are wrong. If you have a grandparent that happens to see a child in a government school system, and they look at that material and go, what the hell is this? And the grandparent loses their mind for all the right reasons. Well, someday that's not going to exist because that grandparent will not be here to know what they were taught or this isn't right or brainwashing or the way they're framing things. And you can see it a mile away. Like when you read a question on a child's test or if they tell you what the teacher said, like, you know, we see it every day with clips that people put up and you can't believe that this is being taught, but then you can believe it because you said these younger teachers have been indoctrinated. The parents of the children have been indoctrinated. They don't see anything wrong with a lot of things that are going on. Well, now you are now building a country on a sand foundation because once we're all gone, 50s and up or what have you, this is what the whole globe is going to be left with. And it's going to be popcorn eating from wherever we're sitting because it's going to be nothing but learn to code people, robotics, you know, people that just like being told what to do. We've been watching this trend for at least 20 plus years now. We've been watching it, the decay of customer service and different things. It's only going to get worse is what I'm trying to say. And that's why I say we're already in the Great Reset. It's behind us now. We're just accelerating through. And like I said, I'm waiting for a hero that I want to see. I could be a hero in my own life for my immediate family. But if we want real change, you know, something drastic has to happen. Because these people have way too much power. And they're wielding it every moment of every day.
Well, I think what's going to happen is the Michael Rapaports of this world are going to find out that they've been scammed, and they're going to find out all about the kind of pain that Tony Fauci has delivered since the 80s. You know, I think about the I think about AIDS and I think about HIV. When I was a kid and in high school when this stuff was breaking, and I've talked about Schiltz's book and everything else in the band played on. And you know, you look at these things, you look at deaths, you look at HIV, you look at AIDS, whatever disease, whatever epidemic. And as time goes by and generations pass and decades and become generations, et cetera, you just look at, well, this many people, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 people died from AIDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at the fact that how many Fauci sold down the river and the way these people died, they fucking wasted away. It's like,
well,
inhumane.
It's, yeah.
It's,
and if you watch, and, yeah, and you watch the documentaries on it.
Yeah. And they do the commercials, right, Maria, for SPCA. They're like, oh my God, look at these emaciated animals. It's like emaciated animals. You see what these guys did to these people in the 80s? What the Faucis did to these people in the 80s?
Right.
Did they give a shit about you?
And what was going on? Right. What was going on? The hepatitis B vaccine and then the AZT.
And he was sitting on the money, and he was sitting on a massive, I mean, fucking massive amount of money for back then, you know, 400, 500 million is just, it's crazy, right? He wasn't doing anything. They had medicine. They could have worked. He sat on it because he wanted his friends to develop their own patents that they were stealing, Gallo and all these guys, mm-hmm. so they could all become rich. And guys are fucking wasting away. Like, it's not. Yeah. It's one thing if you die, okay. You're in the car, boom, something happens, an accident, that's it. You're gone, okay, right? But to sit there and waste away, that's like, it's, and watch people. It's like they're it's sick.
That's why I say Fauci. You know, I've said this before. You know, nothing's ever going to happen to Fauci. Fauci has always had his role with the government and whatever that role was. It would be. I kind of equate it to. He's the Jeffrey Epstein of the sciences. Nothing's ever going to happen, ever, ever. This is what he was hired to do. And that, again, you need the discernment to see through that and say, like, that's the first thing I said to my father when he got the vaccine. I'm like, he started to defend his decision. And I said, before you go any further, do you trust the media? Well, no. Do you trust politicians? Well, no. Do you trust Dr. Fauci? Well, no. Well, you acted spontaneously because somewhere in your subconscious, you thought the doctor that you saw the other day knew something that you didn't, and you went and got it. Well, somebody like me, you're not going to move me off that mountain. I don't care who you are. Like, remember I tell you I joke? I'm like, Jesus Christ would have to show me three forms of ID if there was a second coming to happen. Yeah.
Almost has to be that way.
Right. It has to be that way.
I don't think Jesus wants to come back here.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I'm not believing anything anymore. It's like, no. You know, always you have to be gut driven. And Fauci has a role. It's a very protected role. And as with all of them, you know, you're not going to see Nuremberg 2 trials and, you know, all the bad people are going to pay the price. That's not going to happen. The only thing you can do is save yourself.
They've been sold this bill of goods by a bunch of carpetbaggers.
It's not going to happen. Just save yourself, take care of your health. What you didn't run to a doctor for before 2020, don't run to a doctor for now. And even if you have to, and they give you, because they have to, by insurance company protocol and the doctor protocol, if you go in and say, I got this pain, ache, that, they have to give you something to prove that they did something. Right.
Yeah.
Just go home and research it. Don't pick up medicines before you research it.
Gotta see research if there's another
right. Just don't take what they try to shove down your throat, because now you're becoming a customer for life. And your ultimate goal is to get well. Like my daughter said to me when she got sick, she's like, Mom, do I need to go get a PCR test? Now, mind you, she has her own business. I'm like, yeah, no, you are not getting a PCR test. We don't need to know what's the matter with you. Here's what we know. You're sick and you need to get better. That's all. And that's all we need to know. We don't need to know what designer label deficiency, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to know. And that's what we did. So she's never had a PCR test. I've never had the health department call, because that's what they do. You know, the health department's down on your ass.
Once you're on the radar, forget about it, man.
Right. I do not go on the radar. At all. That's why I said I will die on my floor before I go play. I will not play in their system. I will do
the
best
to be.
I
mean,
stay out of it.
I've talked about that too. You don't have to play by their sandbox. Just do your own thing, man. And and be smart. It's unfortunate that we can't trust people that are entrusted with protecting the public, etc., and keeping us safe, and we find out that they're just well, they run the gamut from boardwalk gypsy criminals to really sophisticated criminals. But it's a damn shame.
It's all a distraction. But please, I don't know if you work it into the Friday show or another show. Watch that pizza video and watch Black Mirror.
I'll try to play it. We got a lot of stuff going on with this platform we're launching today. Today's Friday, even though we're recording on Thursday. I always get confused because I say today, but it's really tomorrow. And then I say yesterday, which is really today. But you spend enough time with me. We were supposed to talk about news. But we just covered almost everything.
Well,
we
could do that another day. You know, I'm always here. You know, sometimes I late at night, I go a little crazy on Twitter, and some of your people are like, jump on the mic. And I'm like, no.
You should have your own show. I told you 1,000 times.
It's just not good.
You should have your own show.
If I was running my own show, I just wouldn't have all the time to read and follow what I'm doing. But
that's true. That is a good point.
I like sending it to you. That's the easiest way for me to do things. Get it out. If you feel it's worthy to get out, I just send. But sometimes like my anger is very hard to contain.
I think there's a lot of people like that out there. I mean, I think we're just generally feel like, you know what it feels like? Like you're in an abusive relationship. You can't get out. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. You're
I'm
in an abusive relationship with your government.
Well, to be honest, I'm just very basic. I'm a very basic girl. I'm looking for some green Dragon Tavern heroes. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, we got a long road, sister, before we get there.
I'm hoping that somebody hears me and water, you know, they're just some seeds and somebody else goes and waters them.
There's going to be, I think there's eventually going to be problems. There's eventually going to be problems. I don't know though. It's hard to, you know, when I saw how these people laid down in the last 14, 15 months, I said, whoa, that was easy. Mm-hmm. If I was on the other side cooking up a scheme with these guys, like we used to do, I would say, let's press it. Let's go back to the well. Let's press it. Let's see. Let's really put the heat on these guys. Like the first time, let's make it look like that was nothing. Let's really get everybody involved, the restaurants, the businesses, and let's put both of our feet on these people's necks and see what happens. And I think, I think that's what's coming.
And I'm all for about, you know, nothing on social media. I mean, do people just not remember the way the world worked before we had it? You know, this is where the government, the world governments, all know they have people by the ball because they live their lives and talk about things openly on all types of easy social media message boards. Friggin' mobilize away from get creative.
Maria, these people even sharing with other people that they've had vaccines. You never thought that would be.
It's insane. It's crazy. Insane. And why do you think that these government FBI rat bastards can infiltrate everywhere and groom the innocent people into trouble? Social media has given that ability. It was much, much, much harder. It's very easy now. Very, very easy.
Yeah.
So you've got to be smarter. You've got to outsmart these people. And that's what they're banking on, that people, you know, don't get out, you know, that they're not smart enough to figure shit out. Sidebar.
Well,
so I could dream, and that's kind of what I think about when I
We'll have you back on. I think that this has been therapeutic for you and probably many of the listeners and viewers. And I think that, you know, you'll at least get through the weekend, maybe, perhaps.
Or just be more riled up. But I do always
could get more riled
giving me a voice and letting me rah, rah, rah. And, you know,
it's a son of a bitch sometimes after I do a podcast. I can't. We just did the podcast. I finished early last night for rare. I was done everything by like a little bit after midnight, right? I kept reading after midnight, you know, reading other stuff, getting prepared for today. I went to bed. I don't know, went to bed maybe 2 a.m. Not a wink. Fucking riled up. I felt like fist fighting somebody.
Blood
or something in my DNA. My wife looks at me this morning. She said, did you get any sleep? I said, nah. Mm-hmm. She said, what?
No.
Is the news that bad? No. I said, I don't know. Something tweaked me somewhere along the line.
Was up. I was like that till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I was in bed at 2. But I make the mistake of, I'm not just going to lay there So I have to listen to something. And then what I'm listening to isn't helping, but yet I can't sleep because I'm right. My wheels are always going. And so it was probably around 4. I probably dozed off about 4 o'clock. But yeah, the more you start to see what we saw in March of 2020, all of these people just fall in line. You can't help but be enraged. And your wheels are going because, again, here we go again. Have to prepare for the family.
It's not only that.
And again.
It's not only that. Like you said earlier, right? It's not that we, as like a news consumer, see what's going on. We have to digest that. We have to make contingencies now because these fucking, these compliant assholes, these submissive mm-hmm. assholes in this country are fucking things up. So now I have to go into overdrive and figure out how to get around these assholes and the problems right. they're creating because they're
right.
acquiescing to these tyrants. So it's like a whole nother layer of chaos you have to try to navigate.
Right. And then that's, you're exactly right. And that's why, you know, when you use the old saying, you know, we're 10 steps ahead, we're going to keep 10 steps ahead of these people that are already 100 steps ahead of us.
I know. Well,
that's the problem.
They are on a script, though. If you figure out the script before they, you know, months before they can implement it, then you are technically ahead of them. But they do have a hell of a head start. And plus, exactly. they have the entire apparatus of the government, the media, the big business. I mean, you're up against that. This is like, it's... Perhaps sounds as sophomoric in a way. This is the Schwarzenegger movies when he was walking around. Fuck you, asshole.
Absolutely.
It's like Skynet. I used to think, this is stupid.
It's Skynet.
This will never happen.
Skynet is here.
Yeah.
It's here. It's already here. And that's why I said when you play that pizza piece, you have to keep in mind that it is at least 15 years old. And 15 years ago, you would have laughed.
I'll play it.
Yeah, play it. All right.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for checking
Thank you.
In. And
right.
we'll do it again.
All righty.
See
Bye.
You. Bye.
Something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away? I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of mine? out of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, sewing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?